Our Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for the privilege to fellowship on the written word and to fellowship with one another. And our Father, we ask that as we look into your word now, and every eye is open to see, every ear is open to hear, we believe and receive the fullness of light, revelation, and insight in all of this house. We thank you, Father, we give you praise, for we know it's done. For in Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. You can take a seat. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Romans 12, verse 11. It says, not lacking in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Okay? This is the year of spiritual growth and responsibility. So we've been looking at some teachings, you know, along those lines. First of all, we've seen growing up spiritually. And now we're looking at the subject of backsliding. Okay, we've titled it How to Backslide or How to Not Backslide, not being in parenthesis. Now we said that Christianity is a faith of faithfulness. Okay, we're expected to remain steadfast and committed every day of our Christian walk. The normal Christian life is to be characterized by consistency and faithfulness. But like we said, this is not always the case for most believers. We can't have a believer backslide. Now, what exactly is backsliding? In the last service, we said there are two schools of thought here. The first school of thought says that a believer can never truly backslide, otherwise he was never truly saved. The second school of thought says that a believer can backslide, and when this happens, he loses his salvation. Okay, so we said this creates a little bit of a dilemma. We said both views see backsliding as a loss of salvation. That is the issue with these two views. But as we have seen from the scriptures, the Christian can in fact backslide. Okay, he's warned over and over again to persevere. Paul tells the Corinthians to examine themselves lest they fall. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 12. Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. A believer in Christ can be disqualified. 1 Corinthians 9:26-27. Therefore, I run toss, not with uncertainty. Toss I fight, not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I preach to others, I myself should become disqualified. Now, disqualified from rewards, that can happen to a Christian. Okay, Christians can even depart from sound doctrine and begin to believe heresies. How many of you have seen that before? Yes. 2 Timothy 4:3-4. Paul makes that clear. It says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their heads away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. So this shoots corn in the heart. Amen. Also, we saw that a believer can never truly lose his salvation. This is very clear throughout the scriptures. The one who believes in Christ will never perish. John 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Okay, Jesus will lose none who come to him. John 6:39. Okay, he says, this is the will of the Father who has sent me, that of all he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up at the last day. Jesus himself is responsible for the Christian. He will keep himself till the very end. In John chapter 17, Jesus prayed in his high priestly prayer that believers would always be where he is. Verse 24, John chapter 17, it says, Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am. Okay, that they may behold my glory which you have given me, for you have loved me before the foundation of the world. And God answered that prayer. Hallelujah. In salvation, we are joined with Christ. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17. He who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him, and nothing can separate us from the love of Christ, Romans 8 says. Okay, so the Christian who is once saved remains so forever. The writer of Hebrews says, Hebrews 7, verse 25. Therefore, he is able to save to the uttermost or forever those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. So school 2 is also out. Backsliding cannot be a loss of salvation. So what then is backsliding? Now we've created a third school. We said it is possible for a believer to backslide, But this doesn't mean a loss of salvation. So we're expounding on this view throughout this teaching. Now we know that backsliding cannot be a loss of salvation because Old Testament Israel was oftentimes called backslidden, yet they were not saved. Now let's run through that quickly. Jeremiah 2 verse 19. Jeremiah 2:19, it says, your own wickedness will correct you and your backslidings, underline that, backslidings will rebuke you. Know therefore and see that it is an evil and bitter thing that you've forsaken the Lord your God, and fear of me is not in you, says the Lord God of hosts. Jeremiah 3 verse 12. Jeremiah 3:12. Go and proclaim this words towards the north and say, return backsliding, is your underline backsliding, says the Lord. I will not cause my anger to fall on you, for I am merciful, says the Lord. Now I thought backsliding was a loss of salvation, right? Israel is called backsliding here. Now the question is, were they saved? Of course not. Do you see that? Verse 14 of that same chapter, return, O backsliding children. Underline backsliding, says the Lord. If I am married to you, I will take you one from a city and two from a village, and I will bring you to Zion. Verse 22 of that same chapter, return, you backsliding children. Underline backsliding, and I will heal your backslidings. Underline backslidings, okay? Indeed, we do come to you, for you are the Lord our God. Jeremiah 31 verse 22. Jeremiah 31 verse 22. How long will you guard about, O you backsliding daughter? Underline that, backsliding daughter. For the Lord has created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall encompass a man. So backsliding never meant a loss of salvation. Even in the Old Testament, the Jews were not saved, yet they are called backsliding in those texts. So it can't mean losing your salvation. What then is it? Want to find out? Now going back to the original languages would help. Now the Bible was originally written in the Greek and Hebrew. So we want to go back to the original languages on the meaning of backsliding. Now starting with the Hebrew. Now there are about 6 Hebrew words used to describe backsliding. Okay, now these words would paint a picture of what exactly backsliding is. Now they are, number 1, suk, S-U-G. Okay, it means to move away from, to turn back from, to retreat from. Okay, it is used for those who were once faithful to God becoming unfaithful. Now it's used Psalm 78 verse 57. Let's run through that quickly. Psalm 78 verse 57, it says, but turned back, suk, okay, and acted unfaithfully like their fathers. They were turned aside like a deceitful bull. So it is to act unfaithfully towards God. Proverbs 14 verse 14. Proverbs 14 verse 14, it says, the backslider, suk, in heart, will be filled with his own ways, but a good man will be satisfied from above. So it usually begins in the heart. Zephaniah 1:4-6. I will stretch out my hand against Judah and against all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. I will cut off every trace of Baal from this place, the names of the idolatrous priest with the pagan priest, those who worship the host of heaven on the housetops, those who worship and swear oaths by the Lord, but also swear by Milcom, those who have turned back, underline that, turned back, suk, from following the Lord, and have not sought the Lord nor inquired of him. Now here it describes those who have forsook the true God, okay, and were given to idolatry. Now the second word used for backsliding, the Hebrew word shub, S-H-U-B, okay, shub, it means to change one's course of action from good to bad, to turn away from the Lord, that's that word, okay. Now it's used in the following text, Numbers chapter 14 verse 43, Numbers 14 verse 43, for the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you, and you shall fall by the sword, because you have turned away, underline that, turned away, shub, from the Lord. The Lord will not be with you. So it is turning away from the Lord. Numbers 32 verse 15. Numbers 32 verse 15. For if you turn away, underline that, turn away, shub, from following him, it will once again leave them in the wilderness, and you will destroy all these people. So it is turning away from following him. 1 Kings 9 verse 6. 1 Kings 9:6. But if you or your sons at all turn, Shub, on the light turn, from following me, and do not keep my commandments and my statutes which I have set before you, but go and serve other gods and worship them. So it is abandoning the worship of God for false gods. Judges 2:11-19. Judges 2:11-19. Then the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals, and they forsook, on the land forsook, the Lord God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt, and they followed other gods from among the gods of the people who were all around them, and they bowed to them, and they provoked the Lord to anger. They forsook the Lord and served Baal and the Asherites, and the anger of the Lord was all against them. So he delivered them into the hands of plunderers, who despoiled them, and he sold them into the hands of their enemies all around, so that they could no longer stand before their enemies. Now permissive, all of this. Over the way now, the hand of the Lord was against them for calamity, as the Lord had said, and as the Lord had sworn to them, and they were greatly distressed. Nevertheless, the Lord raised up judges who delivered them out of the hand of those who plundered them. Yet they would not listen to their judges, but they played the harlot with other gods and bowed down to them. They turned quickly from the way, on the line that in which their fathers walked, in obeying the commandments of the Lord, they did not do so. And when the Lord raised up judges for them, the Lord was with the judge and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For the Lord was moved to pity by their groaning because of those who oppressed them and harassed them. And it came to pass when the judge was there that they reverted, underline that reverted, Shub, that's that word, that is they backslid, they turned back from the Lord, and behaved more corruptly than their fathers, by following other gods to serve them and bow down to them. They did not cease from their doings, nor from their stubborn way. So here it is to abandon God, you see that? To forsake him and his ways, to stop being faithful to him. Now number three here, Meshubah. The third word, Meshubah, M-E-S-H-U-B-A-H. It refers to a turning back. It is derived from that word Shub, S-H-U-B, which we just saw. Now, it is used 12 times in the Old Testament, mostly in the book of Jeremiah, this word, Meshubah. So let's run through it quickly. Proverbs 1:32. It says, for the turning away, on the line that turning away Meshubah, of the simple will slay them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. Jeremiah 2:19. Your own wickedness will correct you, and your backslidings, on the line that backslidings Meshubah, will rebuke you. Know therefore and see that it is an evil and bitter thing that you have forsaken the Lord your God, and the fear of him is not in you, says the Lord God of hosts. Here it means to forsake the Lord and to be irreverent toward him, to be without the fear of the Lord. Jeremiah 3:6. The Lord said also to me in the days of Josiah the king, have you seen what backsliding, on the line that backsliding Meshubah Israel has done? She has gone up on every high mountain and under every green tree, and there played the harlot. Here it describes Israel's idolatry. Harlotry was used in the Old Testament to describe idolatry. So that imagery is used here. Jeremiah 3:8. Jeremiah 3:8. Then I saw that for all the causes for which backsliding, underline that backsliding, Meshubah, Israel had committed adultery, I had put her away and given her a certificate of divorce, yet our treacherous sister Judah did not fear, but went and played the harlot also. So here it describes idolatry, betraying the true God to worship idols. Jeremiah 3:11. Then the Lord said to me, backsliding Israel, the line backsliding, has shown herself more righteous than treacherous Judah. Still referring to idolatry contextually. Jeremiah 3:12. Go and proclaim these words towards the north and say, return backsliding Israel. On the line backsliding, says the Lord, I will not cause my anger to fall on you. If I am merciful, says the Lord, I will not remain angry forever. So the instruction to the backsliding is to return. See that? Return to their commitment to the Lord. Jeremiah 3:22. Jeremiah 3:22. Return, you backsliding children. On the line backsliding, and I will heal your backslidings. Jeremiah 5:6. Therefore a lion from the forest shall slay them, a wolf of the desert shall destroy them, a leopard will watch over their cities. Everyone who goes up from there shall be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many, their backslidings have increased. On the line backslidings. Jeremiah 8:5. Jeremiah 8:5. Whereas these people sliding back, underline that, sliding back, shoop, okay? Jerusalem in a perpetual backsliding, underline that, backsliding, meshuba, okay? They hold fast to the seed, they refuse to return. Jeremiah 14, verse 7. Jeremiah 14:7. O Lord, though our iniquities testify against us, do it for your name's sake, for our backslidings, or around that backslidings, are many. We have sinned against you. Hosea 11:7. My people are bent on backsliding, or around that backsliding from me. Though they call to the Most High, not at all exalt him. Hosea 14:4. Hosea 14:4. I will heal their backsliding, underline that backsliding. I will love them freely, for my anger is turned away from him. Now the fourth word used here, Sarah. S-A-R-A-H. It means a turning aside. Defection. D-E-F-E-C-T-I-O-N. Apostasy. Withdrawal. Okay, it carries the idea of rebellion as one backslides. Now this word is used 8 times in the Old Testament. 7 times referring to backsliding. Now let's run through that quickly. Deuteronomy 13:5. Deuteronomy 13:5. But that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because he has spoken in order to turn you away. Underline that, turn you away, Sarah, from the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of bondage, to entice you from the way in which the Lord your God commanded you to walk, so you shall put away that evil from your midst. So here it means to be enticed, to leave the Lord for idols. Deuteronomy 19:16. If a false witness rises against any man to testify against him of wrongdoing, Sarah, defection, rely wrongdoing. Isaiah 1:4-5. Isaiah 1:4-5. Alas, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a brood of evildoers, children who are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord, they have provoked to anger the Holy One of Israel, they have turned away backward. Why should you be stricken again? You will revolt. Underline that word revolt, Sarah, or rebel, more and more. The old is sick, the old heart faints. Here it describes a sinful forsaken of God. Okay, the Jews have literally made themselves strangers to God. They have turned away backward. That's what that means. Jeremiah 31:6. Jeremiah 31:6. Return to him against whom the children of Israel have deeply revolted. Underline that, deeply revolted, Sarah. Isaiah 59:12-13. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, in departing from our God, underline that, from departing to God, speaking oppression and revolt, underline revolt, Sarah, conceiving and uttering from the hearts words of falsehood. Jeremiah 28:16. Jeremiah 28:16. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will cast you from the face of the earth. This year you shall die because you thought rebellion, Sarah, underline that word, against the Lord. Here, Ananias, the false prophet, is said to have thought the people rebellion, that is to backslide. Jeremiah 29:32, similarly there. Jeremiah 29:32. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, I will punish Shemaiah the Nehelamite and his family. He shall not have anyone to dwell among those people, nor shall he see the good that I will do for my people, says the Lord, because he has thought rebellion, underline that rebellion, Sarah, against the Lord. So similar to Ananias, Shemaiah thought the people rebellion against the Lord. And number 5 here, Shobeb. Okay, the 5th word, Shobeb. S-H-O-B-E-B. Okay, it means turning back. Derived also from Shub, S-H-U-B, it refers to acting like the heathen, those who do not know God. It is used 3 times in the Old Testament. Jeremiah 31:22. Jeremiah 31:22. How long will you gad about, O you backsliding, or Shobeb, daughter, underline backsliding? For the Lord has created a new thing on the earth, a woman shall encompass a man. Jeremiah 49:4. Jeremiah 49:4. Why do you boast in the valleys, your flowing valley, O backsliding, or Shobeb, daughter, underline backsliding? who trusted in our treasures, saying, who will come against me? Micah 2:4. In that day, one shall take up a proverb against you and lament with a bitter lamentation, saying, we are utterly destroyed. He has chained the heritage of my people, and he has removed it from me to a turncoat, on the line turncoat, Shobab. Okay, he has divided our fields. Now the sixth word, Shobab. S-H-O-B-A-B. Okay, S-H-O-B-A-B. It means turning back. Recusant. R-E-C-U-S-A-N-T. Okay, apostate. It is used four times in the Old Testament. Shobab. Isaiah 57:17. For the iniquity of his covetousness, I was angry and struck him. I hid and was angry and went on backsliding. Underline that, backsliding. Shobab, in the way of his heart. I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will also lead him and restore comfort to him and to his mourners. Now here God speaks of healing the backslider, that is forgiving him. Jeremiah 3:14. Return, O backsliding, underline backsliding, O Shobab children, says the Lord, for I am married to you. I will take you, one from a city and two from a family, and I will bring you to Zion. Okay, now this uses that imagery of an unfaithful wife to describe backsliding Israel. Jeremiah 3:22. Return, you backsliding, underline that backsliding, Shobab children, and I will heal your backslidings. Indeed, we do come to you, for you are the Lord our God. Jeremiah 50:6. It says, my people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray. They have turned them away. Underline that, turned them away. Shobab, that is, caused them to backslide, to go astray on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hill. They have forgotten their resting place. See that? So those are the words used for backsliding in the Old Testament. Now into the New Testament portion of scripture. In the New Testament, there is one major Greek word used to describe backsliding. Okay, just one. Apostasia. A-P-O-S-T-A-S-I-A. Okay, apostasia. It means defection. D-E-F-E-C-T-I-O-N. Apostasy. It refers to a departure or desertion from a previous standing. Okay, so you leave or abandon where you once were. Okay, or you leave or abandon someone. That is that word, apostasia. Now, it is used twice in the New Testament portion of scripture. Look at Acts 21:21 as we close. Acts 21:21. Okay, but they have been informed about you that you teach all the Jews who are among the Gentiles to forsake, underline that word forsake, apostasia, that is abandon, Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children nor to walk according to the customs. 2 Thessalonians 2:3. It says, let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away, underline that falling away, apostasia comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. Now you find that other terms are used in the New Testament to describe this concept of backsliding. Okay, Luke 8, for example, speaks of those who receive the word and then fall away. Okay, Luke 8:13. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, who believe for a while, and in the time of temptation, fall away. Underline that, fall away. Luke 9 speaks of those who keep looking back. Okay? Luke 9:62 as we close. But Jesus said to him, no one having put his hand on the plow and looking back, underline that, looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. So such ones are not fit for service in the kingdom of God. Jesus speaks of those who want to serve two masters, God and money. Matthew 6:24. It says, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. In Matthew 24, Jesus foretells that many will fall away and that the love of many will grow cold. Matthew 24:10. Okay, Matthew 24:10. And then many will be offended. Underline that word offended. Scandalizo in the Greek. S-K-A-N-D-A-L-I-Z-O. The last O accentuated, which means stumble, fall away. Okay? Will betray one another and will aid one another. Verse 12 of that same chapter, Matthew 24. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Paul speaks of some departing from the faith. Okay? 1 Timothy 4 verse 1. 1 Timothy 4 1 as we close. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, on the line that depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. That is, they would abandon sound doctrine, that the faith here, for heresy. Paul also speaks of some turning aside. 1 Timothy 5 verse 15. 1 Timothy 5 verse 15. For some have already turned aside, underline that turned aside, after Satan. In Revelation, Jesus speaks of those who have left their first love. Revelation 2:4, it says, nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Now, these terms describe those who at some point followed the Lord, okay, then turned their backs on him. So, simply put, to backslide is to abandon one's commitment to God for other things. Do you see that so far? It means a turning. Okay? So, the backslider has turned away from God and his ways. Okay? He has turned away from his past commitment to God. When people backslid in the Old Testament, they stop being faithful in their service to God. Do you see that? Okay, now can this happen to a believer? Yes. Do you follow that? This can happen even to the believer today. The believer can stop being faithful in his service to God. Okay, so we continue from here. Did you learn? Lift your hands, give him praise, thank him.